Okay, fantastic. Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas here. So excited to be on this call. This is our Team Freedom call for a Thursday night. And got an interesting title for this call tonight. It's called Peddlers Don't, Pros Do. Peddlers Don't, Pros Do. So I love this subject, and I love what I'm going to be talking about tonight because I know just how important this is to your success in your business. So we're going to talk about some language skills here and some languaging that some of this I would really love for you to memorize and get this really firm in your brain as you move forward, as you interact with different prospects, people that you're conversing with all the time. Some of these phrases will come up all the time. Some of them I use on an absolute everyday basis, and they have worked real well for me. You can modify them. You can use other phrases, but you need to have something during these circumstances as you build your business as time comes up. So it's our responsibility in any new business to master a few language skills. You know, the language is different depending on what business you're in. And we all come from diverse backgrounds. We come from different industries. We have different environments that we've come from business-wise. And you'll have to learn some key things in those environments in order to really be effective in those environments. So mastering language requires two things. Number one is the recall of certain words. So when a situation arises, we're really talking about memorization, that you can just, without even thinking, you can come up with the answer to that situation or circumstance when it comes up. And number two, it's the understanding of why you're saying what you're saying. And so it's one thing to parrot some words, but you really need to understand the thought behind it and why we're saying what we're saying. So memorization and conceptual understanding, what you've got to do is you've got to spend time studying that language and looking at it and writing it down and literally practicing it and saying some of those things over and over so that when you get in a real situation, you can enunciate those without even thinking. That it'll be a rote response on your parts, but you've got to study that first. You also want to listen carefully to how and what your leaders are saying. I know when I first got started, I was with Jay a lot. We locked arms, and we were on the phone together a lot. And I was listening to every single thing he said. I was not letting anything escape me because I knew that Jay had mastered the language, and what he was saying, I was going to be saying pretty much in the almost exact same language that he was using. Even the tone he was using, the direction he went when a certain circumstance came up, and it was just very instructional for me to be on the phone and listen to Jay talk, and I was soaking it in. And so I hope you're doing that same thing. Mike just mentioned Edith and Zach Slobin. Man, what phenomenal teachers they are. Anything that Lynn Hagedorn says, you want to really listen to what Lynn Hagedorn says. Jay Bennett, obviously. So these people didn't get to where they're at by being slackers or peddlers regarding presentation and people skills. They worked at it. They thought about it. They spent time alone and wrote down in their own handwriting or on a word processor, either way. So professionals spend time learning key phrases. Peddlers in our business don't, and so they can get flustered easily. They're not very effective, which translates into avoidance of conversations. So if you got in a situation and you really didn't know what to say, then what you would tend to do is to avoid that situation, and that's the avoidance of conversations, and that's the exact opposite of what we want to do. The very thing we absolutely want to happen are conversations. So UIA, University in Action, took place here about 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, and David Wood was on stage, and he really pointed me out. And he asked my numbers about how we had made our money and how many people we had talked to, how many conversations, how many people we'd personally enrolled, how many no's we got. And he said, it is absolutely amazing. Every leader that I talk to, the percentages are almost exactly the same. The numbers are the same. And the one thing that we have in control for ourselves is the number of conversations. And so David gave me a challenge. He said, when you've had 4,000 conversations, I'm going to invite you to hang out with me at my home in British Columbia. He owns an island there. And for me, you could not have thrown out a more powerful incentive and motivation. That just turned me on like big time, because that's the kind of guy that I want to hang out with, pick his brain, be with him, see how he handles situations, and listen to him think. How do you think? How does David Wood, a multi-millionaire, highly respected speaker, author, trainer, how does he think? What does he think about certain situations? And, man, we got a dose of that at UIA. So you guys, when the next UIA comes up, you can look in Isagenix events and find out when that is, and I highly encourage it. It is a tremendous weekend. So people ask me all the time, how many people do I need to have on my team to make X amount of dollars? They'll pick out a number, and they'll say, well, how many people do I need to have on my team? And I said, well, you know, that's really not the metric that we want to look at. What we want to look at, the number on our teams, it's sort of the key to success, but what's even more important is having more quality conversations with more and more people. So that, you want to up your business, you want to just explode your business, grow your business, just simply have more quality conversations with more and more people. And so, again, is that a metric that we can control, the number of conversations? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's totally in our control. And it requires us to be more proactive in a social situation, in any situation, where we look for the opportunity and an excuse to have a conversation. So here are some ideas. Here are some ideas of contacting more people. People tell me sometimes, they say, well, I don't have anybody to talk to. Well, here's some things that you can do. You should join a local business networking group, and they're everywhere. If you don't have one in your area, man, that would be something powerful to start, that you would be the leader of a networking group. And you can do that anywhere. Even if there are networking groups, you can start another one, and you can establish rules for it. You can establish dues for it. You can establish how people converse and how they interrelate, where it's going to be, and that kind of thing. That's leadership. That's you being a leader. So some of these business meetings allow you to have a one-minute elevator speech at their weekly meetings. Others might give you a full 10 minutes to talk, maybe once a month or once every 2 months, about your business, and other people would talk about their business for 10 minutes at that meeting in subsequent meetings. So, and I like this strategy for several reasons, but one of the main benefits to this strategy is that you'll be forced to learn how to talk intelligently about your business. You're not going to get up there and wing it. You can't do that. You're going to come across not very effective, let's put it that way. So what you'll learn how to do is to present a linear presentation. When I say linear, I'm talking about thoughts that follow thoughts correctly. They make sense in the order that you're presenting it, instead of just throwing out a whole lot of concepts and getting flustered, talking fast, and that kind of thing. You'll know how to present it professionally if you'll study that and sit down and say, here's what I need to say. So I'm going to talk about that tonight. We want to have a linear presentation, not a jumbled and confused presentation. So if you're new, you can listen to your leaders and then formulate your thoughts on paper. What did Tim say? What did Jay Bennett say? What did Lynn Hagedorn say? Or just any of the leaders here. But I tell you, I don't think I've heard a leader on stage that hadn't been just profound in everything that they say. And I pick up all kind of tidbits, language, thoughts, verbiage, just all the time. I'm constantly listening to people that have done well in this business, because they're doing some things right that I'm going to pick up and I'm going to implement that in my business. So you should become professional at getting this verbiage. And so I'm going to give you some of that tonight, and we're going to talk about those things. And some of these you really want to memorize. So here's one of the concepts that people get all wrong in this business. They think this is sales. They think that building an Isagenix business is sales, and that they have to convince people to try our products and join them. And I'll just tell you right now, that is the wrong mindset. That's sales. This is not sales. We are team builders building teams that build teams. I'm going to say that again. We are team builders that build teams that build teams. Okay, so we help people form a team. The team is the most important thing here. So selling somebody and convincing them of something, that's not what we're getting to do. We are about relationships here. And so the right mindset is that we enter conversations with new people to learn about who they are and what makes them tick. Okay, so how do you find out those crucial bits of information? Well, we ask questions and we make statements that get them talking. Now, here's the main thing that I do when I go into a relationship, anybody. I'm looking for a motivated person. I am looking for a motivated person regarding health and regarding income. And somebody's afraid of talking about income, I'm going to be talking about the weather's the next thing I'm going to be talking about, because I can tell that that's not a person that I'm going to spend a lot of time with. Not that I don't like them, but I will get them talking to find out if they qualify in the areas, if they resonate with the idea of health and wellness, of getting better in their health and of getting better in their income. So I get them talking, and people love that, by the way. So one I love is, here's a statement that I started making a lot lately. I don't know why I hadn't used this in the past, but it really works well. Is I just asked somebody, I said, you know what, I would really like to know your story. I would like to know or hear your story. Now, notice how that takes the burden off of you. If you think this is sales, then what you're doing is you're letting them do the talking. You talk about some relief. That ought to be relief to you. It takes the burden off you thinking you need to be in the convincing mode. No, not at all. You need to ask questions or make statements that gets them talking to find out if they're qualified in the area of motivation. If you've got somebody that's not motivated, you got nothing. You got nothing. So that's what I'm looking for in my conversations. Is that a motivated person or are they jokers? You know, nothing wrong with that. I mean, jokers are fun to be with sometimes, but that's not who I'm targeting for my business. I'm looking for business builders. I'm looking for somebody that can really get serious about putting together a team, because that's what I do. I'm putting together a team, and I want somebody like mine that is going to put together a team as well. So I'm going to focus on several areas tonight. Not three, it's more than three, that can dramatically upgrade your business. They're all very, very simple, but you need these in your arsenal in order to build your business, in my opinion. So the first one is the most simple phrase that you can ever memorize, and it's this. If you've been with me for a while, you've heard me say this many times, and it's this simple phrase. It's, have you heard of Isagenix? And somebody's saying, man, I got on a train call to hear something that simple. Well, sometimes we overcomplicate this, and we get to the point where we're trying to be so profound that we miss the simplicity of our business. Now, as time goes on, you're going to also become adept at steering a conversation in the direction of when it's most natural to ask that very question. See, I don't just pounce on somebody and pitch like a lot of people do. And some people have been very successful in Isagenix, and that's their modus operandi. That's what they do. They pitch. I personally, that's not my style. I like to get into conversation with people. And when the right time comes up in the conversation, I ask the simple question, well, have you heard of Isagenix? And so you're going to get a lot of information about that person as to the way they answer that. And I'll just tell you, 4 out of 5 say, no, what is what'd you call it? And I said, what? And so about 1 out of 5 has heard of it, and it's always positive. And many times it's they've been in the business or been on the products before, and they're interested in getting back on the products. And so that's just as good as the person that hasn't heard of it before. So I want the conversation to be about them. I want it to start that way. They are going to like you because you're not so egotistical that you're doing all the talking. You're letting them do the talking. And guess what? The most important subject to them is them. And so I accomplish that by asking simple questions like, are you a family man? If it's a man, are you married? What do you do for a living? And I always use their first name in the sentences. I use their first name a lot when I'm talking with them. And people love to hear their own name. You know, we have gotten into a society where everybody uses pronouns and nobody uses a person's name. Well, they probably forgot it. So the first thing you need to do is get that person's name. A trick that I use for my own self is that I spell their name to them. When they say their name, I spell it. The reason I do that is because I know I'm going to remember it a whole lot better if I take the time to inspect that name and not just let it go by like, hey, I'm Tim, hey, I'm Robert, da-da-da-da-da. And you, by the time you got 3 or 4 sentences down the line, you forgot what their name is. So it's a or let's say it's Sylvia. I said, Sylvia, okay, S-Y-L-V-I-A, is that right? I said, you got it. I say, Sylvia, that's great. And I'll say it three or four times so that I get it, and because their name is extremely important to them, and it's real important for you as an interactor with them and a potential leader with them to know their name. So use their first name a whole lot in your conversation. Don't overdo it, obviously, but, man, Robert, are your kids still living with you? What are their ages? And so, Robert, how about your health? How's your health doing? What's going on with your health? And that's how you can steer that conversation into the Isogenics realm here. How's your father's health, Robert? What's going on with your dad? And does he live close to you and that kind of thing? And you'll get a whole conversation out of those kind of questions. Get them talking about their favorite subject, which, by the way, every time is them and their family. So knowing that, getting people talking about them and their family, that's a great people skill, and also use their first name in that interaction. So, hey, Robert, do you work out? Do you work out on a regular basis? That's a great question. Always use their name in the conversation. It's the sweetest sound they can hear. So once you get the "have you heard of Isogenics" phrase out, if you're on the phone, here's what I do, and here's another thing that you want to memorize. So, Robert, are you at your computer? Again, very, very simple. I mean, this is not rocket science, folks, but a lot of people don't know to use this. Robert, are you at your computer? He said, I want you to pull up a site in your address bar, not a search bar, but an address bar. It's isamovie.com, and I spell it out for them. And I ask, did that come up for you? What do you see there? And I know what the front page of the landing page on isamovie looks like, so real quickly I know if they're actually there or not. And so we get there, and I just said, I just simply asked them down at the bottom, or five categories, which one is most appealing to you? And see, this is verbiage. It's not hard. It's real easy, but a lot of people don't use it. And so you're just sort of flustered as to what am I going to do with the next step? Well, here's the next step. One of the first things you need to show somebody is isamovie, and let the movies do the talking and explanation about Isogenics. They do a great job. They're well thought out. Talk about linear thought. And it's a great intro to what we're doing there. So here's another phrase that I'm not going to go through the entire process with a prospect here, but just some key things that you can land on. Some of you have this in your repertoire so that you're ready when the time comes up. And that's this phrase. I have used this to great effect here. And some of you heard me say this before. If you're with me at all, ever, in a launch party, a sipping sample, a one-on-one, on the phone, or anything, I'm always asking this question because it gets to the heart of the matter of what I'm doing. I'm building a team that builds teams. So I say this. I say, who do you know, Robert, who do you know who is entrepreneurial, a go-getter, and not afraid of making money? Now, I think you need to memorize that because that is a powerful, powerful question. We did a sip and sample two nights ago, and neither of the gals could answer that question. They didn't. They're both school teachers, I think. They didn't know the answer to that question. They never heard of us. So I went to the next one. I said, okay, let's try this then. Who do you know that needs to lose maybe 20, 30, maybe even more pounds? And boom, they were on that one. They got that. So, but the you know, I'm not so interested in that, to be honest with you. I'm not interested in customers as much as I am team builders. And that the reason is a customer is just as much work as a team builder, and yet it's probably going to end with them. And we may be able to continue it and get some growth out of that, but the team builder is the one that I'm really looking for. So who do you know who is entrepreneurial, a go-getter, and not afraid of making money? So this is what we do. We meet new people, we find out who they know, and then we find out who they know. That's how you build a big team. So it's always about who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? This is exactly what we do to build a large, growing team. So I asked this question to a LinkedIn contact this morning, and I said, you know, we're expanding in the UK. He's in the UK is where the guy's from, and I purposely targeted him. I did health, UK, I think I did England on that one, but health and England, and his many names came up, but his was one of them, and I connected with him. I offered to connect with him, and he did. And so I said, who do you know who is entrepreneurial, a go-getter, and not afraid of making money? And he said, can I refer myself? And I said, absolutely, absolutely. I said, here's a link right here, and I want you to watch ISA movie here, and let's get back together. He said, okay, I'll do it. So that's what we do. We meet new people, we find out who they know, then we find out who they know. That is what we do, okay? So next, another phrase, I want to get one to you here that this is a real good one that'll smooth out your talk with other people. You got to get a handle on how to present our generous referral bonuses, Okay, so write that down. And the reason I say that is because the word comp plan is sort of strange. It's sort of a slang term and literally is foreign to many people's understanding. They don't talk about comp plans a lot. So when you throw that out there, you might be throwing a wedge between you and them, but a general referral bonuses is a good way to do it. Now, you may have another phrase that you want to use. That's my go-to phrase right there. And so I just want to share our generous referral bonuses with you just for sharing this with other people. So, this is where you share, they share, repeat, get started. Okay, so that's the presentation. You share, they share, repeat. Don't even think you're going to build this business without becoming proficient at showing you share, they share, repeat. You can't let that go by. It's so simple. You can get it in minutes. Within an hour, you can be a professional showing you share, they share, repeat. But you've got to spend time. This is where I talk about, to people all the time. Most people piddle with this business. Pros don't. So pros, they get in here and they understand it. This gentleman that I enrolled from Littleton, Colorado, Monday, I think. It was Tuesday morning. He already knows this comp plan backward and forward. And I've got people been with me 5 and 6 years, and they're reluctant to show it because they haven't worked on it. So that's piddlers, that's what they do. They don't work on it. Pros do work on it. So it's simple. You can watch Eric Coover show it at isamovie.com. Watch it over and over again until you've got it, until you've memorized the numbers. I show value packs on both the first two people. So you need to understand it. Going back to what we talked about before, understand it and memorize it. Fiddlers don't do it. Professionals do. Okay. So next, how to transition into showing you share, they share, repeat. It's simple and highly effective. Now, most of you know what I'm going to say here, but if you hadn't heard this before, this is so incredibly profound. And again, it's so simple that anybody can do this. And so if I'm talking to somebody, I know that what I'm looking for is who they know. So here's what I ask them. I say, do you have a clean sheet of paper? An amateur would say, do you mind if I show you the comp plan? So they got the verbiage wrong, and they're asking permission of their prospect. It's our business. We know what we need to do. Do you have a clean sheet of paper? And I have never gotten a negative response on that, ever. It's always, yeah, I sure do. Hang on. Now I've got to find a pen. I said, great. Okay. So they always have a clean sheet of paper, and you've just accomplished without a DOUBT the single most important thing you can do with a person regarding growing your business, and that's getting them in tune with our generous referral bonuses. Okay. So when you're showing our generous referral bonuses, you're going to start quickly into it by asking, it comes back to you, who do you know who's entrepreneurial and go-getter and not afraid of making money? Because that is what we do, okay? So now the next thing and last thing I'm going to share with you here is knowing how to tell your 30-second story in four parts. Knowing how to tell your 30-second story in four parts. You want to be concise, and you're going to be effective if you do these four parts right here. Here's number one. And you got to understand this, and you got to be ready at the drop of a hat to share this with somebody. You're wondering what to say to them? Tell your story. Your story is important to you. They want to hear it. They'll relate to it. And here's how it goes. Number one, before Isagenix, I was, and there's a line there and a space, and I want you to talk about your pain. This needs to be a pain statement. Before Isagenix, I was overweight. I was frumpy. I had no energy. I didn't like the way I looked. I was a good 30 pounds overweight. Number two, I was introduced to Isagenix by the name of your enroller. I was introduced to Isagenix. For me, it's Jay Bennett. I was introduced to Isagenix by Jay Bennett. Number three, within a few days, and I tell my results here, within a few days, I had more energy than I'd had in decades, and I noticed that my pants were looser. And I started getting excited. I started even thinking about working out and even running again. And four, and now I'm, and this is different for everybody. I'm just telling you my deal right there. And four is, and now I'm sharing these incredible solutions with every person I care about. I want you to write that down. I'm sharing our incredible solutions with every person I care about. Okay, so what is that in tone that the person you're talking about there, what are you saying about them? You're looking them right in the eye. I'm sharing our incredible solutions, Robert, with every person I care about. See, I used his name, and I'm looking him right in the eye. And so people like to be cared about in this very impersonal society. People love to be cared about, and we need to be the carers. We need to be the ones that care for them. So we could go on literally for another hour, 2 hours with other things and modus operandi and mechanics and that kind of thing. But I think these are some of the most important things that if you'll get these under your belt, you are literally becoming a professional at Isagenix and not a piddler. But you're going to have to take time and work on each one of these things, particularly how to share, you share, they share, repeat. That is so fundamental to this business. And if you're reluctant to do that, we need to have a talk about why you're reluctant. There's some psychological thing going on with you. You better get over that, because that is an absolute in our business. You have to be able to do that, and you have to pull that out at the drop of a hat and get ready, get people to see that. And by the way, do you have a blank sheet of paper? Do you have a clean sheet of paper, however you want to say that? And it's magic. It will get you into the comp plan right there. Generous referral bonuses. So I hope that's made sense to you. Any questions from anybody? If you're on mute, take yourself off mute. I'd love a question or two or a comment about what we've talked about. This is Piddlers Don't, Pros Do. And who would like to come on first?
Hey, Tim, it's Mary Grogan. I want to say this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Yeah. This is what I love about you. You are so masterful with your language, and this is the perfect companion piece for to have a clean piece of paper, because this guides you into that conversation, and it moves you beyond it. Oh, my gosh, I've got tons and tons and tons of notes. I love every little bit of it. I want to know, how many conversations have you had? How close are you to getting up to that, into the thousands to work with us?
Oh, gosh, I am so far behind. I mean, I would say right now I'm at about 340,
okay,
something like
I'm going to start keeping track of my condos. And then I wanted to just say quickly, and then I'll be quiet and go away. When do you ever find, when you ask people, have you heard of Isagenix, that you risk a situation where they're going to go online, they're going to Google it, and you're going to lose them? Or
that's a great question, by the way. If I have any concern about that, I'm going to inoculate them as to that. And I'm going to say, don't do just a regular Google search. Let me get you the exact information that you need to hear. I'm going to feed you that information. Will you follow my lead? Because if somebody goes and Googles this, you don't know what they're going to find. They're probably going to find Amazon products, and I've had that happen on several occasions, not many occasions, but a few occasions. So it's not that big a deal. You know, if I lose somebody, my mindset is I'm going to the next person, whether, you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens,
right,
they come on
right.
board.
Can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yeah, and I'm just not. I'm just not concerned about losing a person. If you're concerned about losing a person, it's going to cramp you up.
Yeah, scarcity mindset. So I just wanted to say I have had some provocative ads up today, and I've had three people say, send me information. So, you know, that doesn't lead me into a position of necessarily being able to have a conversation with them. So
here's what I do. When somebody says, send me information, I say, what I do is I don't do that. What we do is set an appointment so that we can have this. Because I'm in control. It's my business.
I don't let them
take control of my business by saying, you send me some information. And I go, okay, I will.
Yeah, because I will never hear from them again. And I will follow up. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But that's not the way that we do things. What we do is set appointments. That's an important little tidbit that needs to go into our notes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This was lovely.
Yeah, you're bringing up some really good points that are central to all of this right here. And there's all kind of things we could be talking about. A whole nother call can be on closing, and I'll do a call on that very soon. But anyway, all of this kind of stuff right here is what separates the peddlers and the pros, and that's what I want to get through there. Mary, thank you for your good comments and questions. Really appreciate that.
Yep.
Who's next?
Mm-hmm.
Mike,
this is Clara.
Let me get to Mike, and Clara, I'll get to you right after that, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. And Mary, Clara, everybody on the call, great to hear everybody. Just wanted to say how grateful I am, Tim, for your training calls that you're doing. For a new guy in the isogenics business, I'm learning a lot. I'm soaking up every bit of the older post on timdarnell.org. And I will say that you share, they share. I've listened to that multiple times, and I actually put that into action. I actually did that with a prospect this week. I said, do you have a clean sheet of paper? And it was amazing to just kind of follow your verbiage and see the posture that you're bringing and to be able to duplicate that posture. It was very exciting to see, well, yes, I do have a clean sheet of paper. Great. Put your name on that first circle right there. Who are two people that you know that are not afraid of making money? You said that they're go-getters, entrepreneurial, and not afraid of making money. Who are the two people you know that come to mind right now? So I just wanted to say I appreciate the coaching. Thanks for the posturing. It's great training, my man.
Well, I tell you what, for you to be teachable and coachable like this says a whole lot. I'd say probably 95% of my entire organization is not teachable or coachable. And I'm not saying that with malice or anything, but it's just a handful of people. Jade told me this the first 2 years I was working with him. It came up several times. He said, man, I can count on one hand my leaders on this team. And so it's people that are teachable and coachable and will engage in a call like this. I mean, we're talking a 30, 40-minute call once a week, and yet peddlers won't do that. They won't get on this call. So, Mike, great stuff. I'm real excited about you being on the team, and you're going to do great things here, my friend.
Thank
Clara,
you,
we'd love to have you come on out here.
Thanks, Tim. I just thank you very, very much for this. I've been talking to a lot of people as we have gotten leads from the Nashville area and realized my gaps and the need for exactly focusing on the languaging, and without that, I get stuck. But this is such gracious ways of moving forward, so thank you for this training.
Well, that's great, and I tell you, what excites me is when I hear people like yourself using this verbiage and with confidence, because you've gone over it so much. You listened to this call four or five times, and you got it. You got it in your brain. It's memorized. And you don't have to go around flapping your wings, you know, going, oh, my God, what am I going to say next? So I appreciate you and the good words. I appreciate that very much. Got time for one more. Who else would like to come on up?
Sharon, Reese.
Yes, Sharon, come on up.
Oh, my goodness. We've been getting mentored by you for so long, and you just, in response to Mary, gave me a phrase that I have desperately needed. I don't send information. What I do is set an appointment. Oh, my goodness.
That's a game changer right there, wouldn't you say?
That is a game changer. Yep, it sure is.
Well, see, it illustrates the point of you. This is your business. You're in charge of the business. You set the tone for the business, and you set the agenda for the business because you know what to do. They don't. And a lot of times when they say send information, they're just trying to get you off the phone.
Yeah.
Right? They're just trying to get rid of you. So I'm not going to get rid of you. I'm going to have an appointment with you. And so we're going to put that to the test right now. Are you really open? Because I got to have, again, I got to have somebody that's motivated and open, and they've got to be teachable and coachable. So I'm taking the lead. I'm the leader. And so what day is best for you? Tuesday. I've got a 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. I've also got a 4:30 on Tuesday. Is Tuesday a good day for you? And they said, no, I'm all busy on Tuesday. I said, what is a good day for you? Which day is best for you? And they'll say, well, Fridays, things slow down a lot. I said, is morning best or is afternoon best for you? And they say, usually afternoon. I say, I've got a 1 o'clock and I've got a 4:30. Which one's best for you? And I give them an alternative. And so we put, and, you know, they're not always going to show up for that meeting, but that's fine. That's fine. I did my job and I led.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Profound.
So little things like that, they really turn you into a professional because now you're in control of your business. You're not leaving it up to chance.
Exactly.
Guys, thank you so much for your comments, your questions. Thanks for being on the call. This will be on timdarnell.org in the morning sometime soon. Piddlers don't. Pros do. You guys have a fantastic night. God bless you.
Thank you, Tim. That was awesome. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Thanks. God bless. Bye.